Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. Whenever you might be listening to this, this is the Buzzed Pucks podcast. Coming to you a little late. So sorry about that.
Different puck place. No, same puck place, different puck time.
Different puck time. There it is. Sorry about that. One of us was out of town, and you know how things are. So
yeah.
You're still going to get it on Tuesday like normal, just like 18 hours afterward.
Right, and I did all of my research today.
Hey, I didn't say which one of us was out of town. But we're here for week 24. The season is, I think we only have 2 or 3 weeks left
in
the regular season.
Next week, teams will be in single digits with games remaining.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. This season has actually felt like it hasn't been that long and been very
forever
long for people that watch the Penguins. So, but before...
Hey, you're just right there with the Sabres.
No, I know.
This
was going to happen eventually with the Penguins. Like I've said, it just sucks that it's happening. But, it'll be hilarious when they win the number one pick.
That Colorado game, huh?
Shut up.
All right.
We'll get to it. All right. But before we start anything, I want to give a quick thoughts and prayers to the people of Baltimore.
Yeah.
Who, overnight, a cargo ship lost power and took out an entire bridge.
Yes. And, like, major highway bridge.
And a major highway bridge. So, thankfully, it was at 3 a.m. However, people were still on the bridge.
Yep.
So, our hearts go out to anybody injured or lost in that thing. Freak accident, the cargo ship lost power.
Yeah.
So
and they were there, also able to alert, like, the transit authority basically immediately.
Yeah.
Like, they lost power from the reports. So they lost power. They contacted transit authority immediately. They were able to, like, close the roads.
Yeah.
But construction crews didn't have enough time to still get off the bridge.
Yeah, so...
But
horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible time. So our thoughts to the city of Baltimore and everyone affected by that. What are we drinking, Clay?
We are drinking Drowned Lands Brewery out
this
of...
This is a new one for us.
Out of New York, Warwick, New York.
Warwick.
This is their Green Yield. It's a hazy IPA, 7.2%. It looks like it's very farmy.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a new beer that I spotted at the store, so I figured I'd grab it.
Yeah, Drowned Lands beer.
It's pretty IPA. It's not bad, though.
I mean, I really do like the pine taste.
Yeah, it's in there, but it's not as bad as some beers that I've had that, shout out to my dad that my dad loved that were triple IPAs that were like, I don't know how the hell he liked them.
Didn't you say he liked the Torpedo by Sierra Nevada?
Yes. Oh, my God. That beer is like pine tar. I don't know how he drank
really
that.
Yummy.
What is wrong with you? All right. We have a little news. This time of year, kind of the news is wound up after the trade deadline. It's just the games and looking forward to the playoffs at this point. But
there's
a few things happened.
Board of Governors meeting.
There was a Board of Governors meeting this week. We had a few rule changes that
we'll
talk about.
Suspensions.
One specific suspension.
One for me, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which one's more? Mine?
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get into it. Do you want to start since you
said
you have very little? And
I have very little.
Some stuff.
Toronto legend Wayne Simmonds retires.
Okay. That was at the top of my list, too. To be fair, he did sign a one-day contract with the Flyers to retire
here's
as a
the
Flyer.
I don't know. I can't remember when in the week. I don't know if we forgot
about
it.
It was early in the week, I thought.
I couldn't remember if it was Sunday last week.
No,
and
I don't
forgot,
think so.
Or if it
I
was
don't
Monday.
Think so. I think it was
either
Monday.
Either way, but...
Monday or Tuesday.
As, you know, Bird can talk more about that.
He signed a one-day contract.
He signed
a
one-day contract, but
retired
he
as a Flyer.
He played for four teams.
Yeah, but I imagine most people remember him playing it for the Flyers.
Dude was a menace.
He was. He was a very good power forward.
Don't fight Wayne Simmonds.
Nope.
He could
drop the gloves, but he could also score. So.
He used to, I think he, before he like officially became a hockey player, he used to box.
Well, that would explain a lot.
It showed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he was a good power forward. He was at his heyday, scoring 25 to 30 goals for the Flyers.
Was he on the same line with Giroux? And
I think so.
It was Giroux, Simmons,
Voracek,
and
maybe.
Not Voracek. I think it's Chat. No.
I don't know.
Either way,
Scott
that line
Hartnell.
Was that one.
Scott Hartnell, maybe. Yeah.
That line was.
Yeah, I hated them.
I hated them. Just absolutely hated them. But yeah.
So congrats, Wayne Simmons.
For Florida, Kulikov got a 2-game suspension for elbowing Connor Sheary in the head in the Tampa game.
Good job, Kulikov.
Yeah, that was announced on Monday before we recorded. I just forgot to say it.
Was it bad?
I don't know. That was only 2 games. It was almost like Rempe's.
Oh, really?
But more open ice.
And then Rempe got 4 games.
That's what I'm saying.
That's interesting.
I think...
I don't understand how they make these decisions sometimes. If a play basically looks the same, wouldn't you think they should get the same punishment, right?
They should.
NHL doesn't agree.
Nope.
For some reason.
All right, so I'm going to do with the injuries in the East.
Yeah, go ahead.
Gustav Forsling has missed the last 2 games with an illness and is still listed day-to-day. He's still questionable this week. And then Barkov. I couldn't say Sasha.
It still blows my mind that Sasha is a shorthand form of Alexander in Russian for some reason.
He is day-to-day for a lower body, but he has missed the last 2 games.
That's no good for the Panthers.
For Montreal, Joshua Waugh is on the IR for an indeterminate amount of time with an undisclosed injury.
All right. Testicles.
Yep, we know what that means. For the Pacific, I don't got news.
Okay.
But for the injuries, Calgary, Daniel Vladar has had hip surgery, and his season is done.
He done.
And then Aiden Hill, yes, for Vegas, so I got the name wrong for a second, is currently only listed as day-to-day for an undisclosed injury, but he did leave a game early and just hasn't played
since.
Just
didn't come back.
Yeah.
Well, no good.
That it's really not for Vegas because he has been playing super well.
Vegas just riddled with injuries again.
It was against Columbus. He played 45 minutes against Columbus and then left.
Bummer. In the middle of a period, too.
Yep.
Right, is that all you got?
That's it.
Okay. Well, continuing with our little bit of sad news here, Konstantin Koltsov passed away at the young age of 42.
Yes.
He only played a few seasons in the NHL, and I believe they were all for the Penguins.
This is a crazy story.
Is it?
Right?
I don't know everything about this. I didn't look up too much about it.
There were two NHL players that committed suicide.
Yes, that was his suicide too?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew the other one was.
I believe his is a suicide.
Oh, when I was looking at it, I don't think they had any further information about Koltsov's death. But as Clay alluded to, Chris Simon, who is a former enforcer in the league for a long time, passed away at the age of 52, seemingly from suicide. At least that is what his family made it seem like it was.
Yes.
And they also made it seem like it was connected to CTE. Koltsov's was too.
It's a lot of speculation.
Okay. Well, let's not speculate about that for him. Simon.
Nope. Suicide.
Okay. But horrible. Well, let's not dwell on it too much. But it really puts a spotlight on CTE in the NHL again. Where, you know, they've barely done anything to deal with it.
Oh, they're going the NFL and Big Tobacco route.
Good. There's not enough science behind it. Yeah, great. All right. Well, that's very sad. And just like with the city of Baltimore, our hearts are with their families. Yeah. In happier news, Layla Anderson, who, if you forgot, is the little girl that was a part of St. Louis's Stanley Cup run.
Yes.
The little girl that was dealing with a brain disease.
Yep.
She has overcome her brain disease, and she just won a Bantam Division Championship with her team.
Good for her.
Yeah, I thought that
is really cool.
Mix that in there after the two sad news things. And before we get to the rules changes, Tom Wilson got suspended for 6 games for high sticking in I don't know what he was thinking.
That's the intrusive thoughts winning.
I get. Well, you could say that, but like, here's what I think might have happened in his head is that he was tangled up with Noah Gregor on Toronto. I think maybe he forgot that he was tied up with Noah Gregor, because if you watch the video, Tom Wilson's eyes are wherever the puck is.
Yeah.
And he goes to swing. I think he's trying to swing his stick back to his other hand. And he just forgot Noah Gregor was there and cracked Gregor across the face with his stick. Was like, I am so sorry. Which is very not Tom Wilson-like.
Right. He chipped, what, 4 or 5 teeth in Gregor?
Oh, yeah.
Just a line.
Yeah. Well, he got right across the mouth.
Yeah.
So I think Tom Wilson actually did not mean to do this.
Yeah.
But
it's still, you still have to.
You got to control your stick.
You got to control your stick. It's still extremely reckless. But yeah, you could see it. He's just like, what did I do?
Yeah. Yeah. You watch the video, you see his face be like, oh my God, I am so, so sorry. Which is very not like Tom Wilson.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, and he's not appealing the 6 games. He's just like, yep, that's fair. Yep. And moving on.
Yeah, I just think he had a brain fart there.
It's either your brain fart where you forgot that there was a person there, or you just let an intrusive thought win.
Either way.
And it's like, I deserve whatever happens.
I deserve that 6-game suspension. Yeah. All right, let's get on to the rules changes here. Only one of these is taking effect immediately.
Yep.
And that one is that players cannot hang their legs over the boards when they're going to change.
Yep.
Line change. Anymore.
That is because a lineman got cut.
Yeah. It's fine. They're going to start by giving the team a warning, like, hey, remember, you're not supposed to be doing that. But then they get a bench minor.
Yeah. So basically, you know, while you're waiting for your teammate to come off, your legs over so you can make the transfer.
Yeah,
as
so you can
possible.
Do fast, but
yeah, a lineman backed in. Someone was doing that, and a lineman backed into the skate blade.
Yeah.
So they ixnayed that.
Yeah, so that's gone.
Yep.
That's gone immediately. Yep. That is a rule now.
Right now.
Now I think these other ones are going into effect maybe next season.
Probably.
Goalies are going to start being called for delay of game when they purposely dislodge the net. I can't believe that wasn't a rule already.
It's not.
Apparently not.
I
think when it's like really obvious that they do it, they would call it. But now it's like, I don't know.
I remember like.
Yeah, he did get called for a penalty in the playoffs against the Penguins. Yeah, where he flipped the net.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, he was having a hissy fit because the Penguins scored 5 goals on him or something.
I think he was saying his helmet strap. He was having like some gear malfunction.
Yeah, yeah, but the ref was like, no.
And then the Penguins.
The Penguins were on a breakaway. Yeah,
and he just turned and flipped it.
Yeah. So.
I
think in a really obvious situation like that, they would have called it anyway. But now I think it's in the rules, I guess.
Was Matt Murray last year or Sam Sedov?
Toronto. I don't think it was Matt Murray. He barely played last year.
Played enough.
Maybe. It was one of them. It was Toronto. So I don't actually know how they're going to determine that.
Right.
If it's like during the course of play, if they just like see the goalie like push the net off or something like that. I don't know.
Get it.
So there will now be reviews for puck over the glass and high sticking to see if the puck actually clipped something before it went out of bounds.
Yep.
So like the glass or whatever. Because
I thought they already did.
No. These are like challenges now that you can do. So, but if the team challenges for the puck over the glass and they fail, it's a 5-on-3 power play for the other team.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to be real judicious about that.
Right, because
you can only do it. Yeah, because they don't want them to do it all the time.
If you challenge and you fail the challenge, you're on.
Yeah, that was already a penalty, so it makes sense. Yeah. So it makes sense. And the high sticking is to see, I guess, if they actually made contact.
Well, there's that. And
well, they're already doing the part.
The amount of times, it's not super common, but it has happened in very impactful situations when your teammate you got high-sticked by a teammate
instead
of, you know, your opponent. but the other team gets called. So that's great that they can make sure that, you know, you actually got a high stick by an opponent instead of your own guy. And the other team isn't punished for that.
Yes. So that is good. I think the pucker over the glass, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some times where they're just like, oh, that hit the glass before it went out.
Right.
And the refs are like, no. Because there were 6 rules changes. Oh, the other ones I think just had to do with face-offs. Determining where face-offs are.
Gotcha.
So I didn't write those down.
And they're not changing 3-on-3 overtime at all.
They are not. They did at least think about it, but they're not changing it. They're leaving it as is for now. I have one injury to talk about from all of my teams, and it's Logan O'Connor going to the IR, and I'm guessing probably the LTIR eventually for Colorado. With a hip injury, and he is out for the season.
I mean, it depends on if they need the cap space.
I guess that's true. But we're past the trade deadline, so maybe not.
It's call-ups. They're still important.
Vegas had to put
Hurdle this week on the LTIR.
You're right. I don't know. I still get kind of confused about the IR versus LTIR, like how much money that takes away. Does the IR not take any off the cap?
No.
So you have to go to LTIR to take... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, let's get to these games, don't we?
It helps free up... The IR helps free up a roster spot.
Oh, okay.
If they're not on
the
IR...
That's fair enough.
You can't replace their roster spot.
I don't think Colorado is, like, that close to the cap, so maybe that's why they don't need to put him on LTIR, but he's not going to play again this season, so whatever. all right, let's get to games. Clay.
All right.
And we're going to start with the Central.
Cool. Let's.
And we're going to start... We're going to start with the Arizona Coyotes. They went 1-2 this week.
Mm-hmm.
Losing to Dallas 5-2 to kick the week off. Keller and Leonard had the goals in that game. They beat Seattle in overtime 2-1. Keller and Genther had the goals in that game. Genther was the overtime game winner.
But who doesn't beat Seattle?
The Penguins. Then they lost to Dallas again 4-2. Keller and Bukestad had the goals in that game. Guess who their top player is?
They don't have one?
No, it's Clayton Keller, because he scored in all 3 games. They're 0-7 on the power play, 9-9 on the penalty kill.
That's good.
29-37-5, good for 7th in the
division.
That's
bad.
That is pretty bad. They are better, technically, than Chicago.
Yeah.
Who also went 1-2 this week. They lost to LA 6-2. Foligno and Korchinski had the goals in that game, while Kurashev had 2 assists. They got shut out by Anaheim, of all teams, 4-0. And then they beat San Jose in overtime, the only team that is worse than Chicago, the San Jose Sharks, 5-4. Donato had a goal and 2 assists. Jones, 2 goals in that game, including the overtime game winner. Kurashev, Johnson each had a goal and an assist, and Radish had 2 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Kurashev is their top player, goal and 3 assists on the week. They were 1-7 on the power play, 6-10 on the penalty kill.
That's bad.
I have a worse one. And they are 20-46-5 for 8th place in the division. Not 8th place in the West, though. Or, I'm sorry, not 16th place in the West, though, because I actually don't know what Anaheim's record is, but I know they're better than...
It's not good.
I know Chicago is at least better than San Jose, I think.
I don't have a worse penalty kill.
I do. I think I have exactly 50% one later on. Colorado, 3-0 this week. They beat St. Louis 4-3. Rantanen had a hat trick in this game. Drouin and Nichushkin 2 assists, and Casey Mittelstadt had a goal. Maybe his first one for Colorado since the trade deadline.
Yes, I believe that is correct.
They then beat the crap out of Columbus 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
Rantanen 2 goals and an assist in this game. Makar and MacKinnon each had a goal and an assist, and Drouin 2 assists. And then they beat the Penguins 5-4 in overtime.
How'd they get to overtime?
Drouin had 2 goals and an assist, including the overtime game winner. MacKinnon had a goal and 2 assists. Taze, 2 assists. And Walker and Trenin had the other goals.
What was the score before Colorado started scoring?
Shut your whore mouth. The Penguins blew a 4-0 lead. Drouin is their top player. 2 goals and 5 assists
on the week for him.
Yeah. He's actually played pretty well for Colorado. I think this is his first year in Colorado. They were 2-8 on the power play, 5-5 on the penalty kill. Only 5 penalty kills. 46-20-5. Good for first place in the Central currently.
Did you see that there are seven teams separated by one point
for the President's Trophy? Yeah. Yeah, and Colorado is one of them.
Yep. It's
so is Dallas.
It's Florida, Boston, Colorado, Dallas.
Rangers,
Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina's up there now, too.
I'm missing. That's... Is it Winnipeg?
Vancouver. Did you
Vancouver.
Say Vancouver?
Vancouver, thank you. Vancouver. I'm not used to the Pacific being
I'm not good. Used to Vancouver being that good.
Yeah.
Except for that 1 year in 2011 when they won the President's Trophy. All right, speaking of Dallas, one of those teams up there, they were 3-0 as well this week. They beat Arizona 5-2, Robertson, goal and an assist, Lundqvist, a two-assist game for him, Sagan, Smith, and Stankoven, the Stanky Boy.
Stanky Boy.
Had the other goals. They beat Pittsburgh 4-2.
Is he our rotten soldier?
My Stanky Boy. My rotten soldier. My sweet...
Cheese.
Sweet cheese, is that what he says? Ah, such a funny show. Jamie Benn had two goals against the Penguins. Robertson, two assists. And Steele and Pavelski had the other goals. And then they beat Arizona again, 4-2. Sagan and Duchesne each had a goal and two assists. Benn and Heiskanen had the other goals. Four players had 4 points this week for Dallas.
Wow.
They were 1-for-8 on the power play, 7-for-7 on the penalty kill. They are 44-19-9.
That's actually good for their penalty kill. Their penalty kill has been very hit or miss. Hot garbage.
Yeah, that might come back to bite them in the playoffs, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Minnesota is up next, 1-1-1, and they're probably not going to succeed attempts in making the playoffs.
No.
They did beat Anaheim 4-0. So, you know, you got that. A goal and an assist for Hartman. Boldy, two assists. Kaprizov, Merrill, and Lushin had the other goals. Gustafsson made 27 saves for the shutout. And then the next game, they lost 6-0 to L.A.
Yes. Do you want to hear the penalty minutes?
Go ahead.
In that game?
Yes.
All right. L.A. had 75.
What?
Minnesota had 79.
Okay, well, there was only 4 power plays for L.A. in that game.
Yeah, that...
And they lit up 2 goals on them.
That's when Hartman jumped Dubois. And then towards the end of the third,
there's a bunch of,
I believe,
kicked out a bunch of guys at the end of the game.
I believe they were, I think half the guys got kicked out.
Yeah, that makes sense. Those numbers make sense then.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's a line brawl at the end of the game, they're just going to kick everybody out.
Here's the thing about also the line brawls, or breaking up fights.
Let the goalies fight.
Yes, let the goalies fight. But the linemen went to separate the two. Dubois didn't want anything.
Yeah.
He was just starting stuff, but, nothing egregious, and Hartman just went at him. And the linemen trying to separate him basically held Dubois' arms while Hartman got a couple of shots in.
Oops. Oopsie poopsie.
Just let him go.
Oopsie poopsie. Oh, boy. Well, that was quite a game to watch,
yes.
I'm sure.
Oh, and then I think Dubois didn't want anything with Hartman, but then as soon as he got separated, he went right after Favors. Of course, you're going to go for the rookie.
Yeah, you're going to go for the rookie defenseman, yeah. Oh, well. Minnesota then lost to St. Louis in overtime 5-4. Marco Rossi had 2 goals in this game. Kaprizov, 2 assists. Brock Faber had a goal and an assist, and Johansson had the other goal in the game.
Gotcha.
They were 1-for-8 on the power play, 6-for-8 on the penalty kill, 34-28-9, 6th place in the Central, and their playoff hopes are just slipping away.
Yep. Look, Minnesota's going to be great once they don't have those...
Once they have cap space.
Anchors.
$14 million of penalties.
Ugh.
I think they're still 2 years away from that.
I think.
Or at least next year, definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe next year is the end of it. But, whoo! Nashville, 3-0. Nashville should be scaring some people right
Nashville
now.
Should be
Nashville
scaring
has
some
been,
people.
They're on, I think, a 17-game point streak right now.
I think so. They just tied their record, or
I think they're 15-0-2 in their last 17 games. I think that's what it was.
So right now they're wild card one. So
yes, they're in fourth place.
They would play Colorado first.
Does Vancouver
have 98?
Have 98. Yeah. So Colorado, and then I think everyone else has 97.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a hell of a series. I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know. Because at this point, the West is like, there's a lot of good teams in the West right now, and then like less good teams in the East currently.
At least
less teams that are playing good right now
right.
in the East.
I think what it is, what I'm excited about is that there are going to be good teams missing the playoffs.
Yeah.
Which is what you want.
Yeah.
Like
the Penguins. I couldn't even say that with a straight face. They've been so bad this year. Let's talk about Nashville. They beat San Jose 8-2. Josi and Forsberg each had a goal and two assists. Sherwood and McDonough had three assists each. McCarron, two goals. And Jankowski had a goal and an assist.
Wow.
They then shut out Florida 3-0.
Yeah, they did.
Forsberg, two goals and an assist. Nyquist had a goal and an assist. O'Reilly, two assists. And Lankinen made 33 saves for the shutout. And then they shut out Detroit as well. 1-0. Forsberg, the only goal.
Those are tight games.
Oh, yes. Saros, 22 saves for the shutout. Very stressful game. Forsberg is their kind of co-top player. Four goals, three assists on the week. But their goalies are the other one.
Yeah.
0.5 goals against. They let in two goals this week between the two of them. 977 save percentage and two shutouts between Saros and Lankinen, the two Finnish goalies.
Yep. And they still have Askarov that they're about to...
They do. I don't know what they're going to do because they're...
Look, they were apparently shopping Saros.
And now he's like, are you sure? Are you sure about that?
Are you sure?
They could... Well, here's the thing. If I was in Trotz's shoes in this situation, I would maybe be more inclined to move the rookie goalie.
Askarov?
Yeah. I'm just saying,
I mean,
if you could peddle him and get something big in return, so like, in the say they lose in the first round of the playoffs, but they look really good this year, right? You use maybe Askarov to get whatever you need, more scoring depth, more whatever.
Here's the thing. He's their goalie who went on when they won 19 straight.
Who?
The Admirals.
Oh.
Admirals went 19 straight with...
Maybe you just fucking trade Lankinen then. Yeah. Like, I mean, here's the thing. Like, of the three, Lankinen's the one that's like, who cares?
Right.
Right? But I guess
think about, like, in the past, everyone, when it was Renna, and they're just like, who cares about Saros?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I guess that's how Nashville's always done it, right? They have a borderline Hall of Fame goaltender in Vokoun for a while.
Yep.
He was like the least of the ones I'm about to name. But then Pekarinen right after him, and then right after Pekarinen, Josi Saros.
Yep.
And now potentially after Josi Saros, who isn't even that old.
No, he's not.
You have Yaroslav Askarov, yeah. Right? So I guess what the prudent thing to do would be move Lankinen. You probably get something for Lankinen because he's played well too. And then you roll next year with Saros and Askarov, and then maybe at the trade deadline or next offseason, you're like, maybe we don't, see what happens, All right, St. Louis, 2-1. It's very distracting that you have the Capitals game on.
Fine. I can do it like this and you can't see.
I guess that's fair. St. Louis is up next. They're 2-1 this week. They're getting close.
They're
in spitting distance to a playoff spot. They lost Colorado 4-3. Walker had a goal and an assist. Falk, two assists, and Shen and Torpachenko had the other goals.
Torpachenko's a great name.
It is a really cool name. Then they beat Ottawa 5-2. Mm-hmm. Kyrou, a goal and two assists. Neighbors, two goals. Saad, a goal and an assist. And Perrieco, a goal. And then they beat Minnesota, as I just mentioned, 5-4 in overtime. Kyrou had a hat trick in this game. Buchnevich, 3 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Saad had the overtime game winner, plus an assist on top of that. And Neighbors, another goal for him. Jordan Kyrou is their top player with 4 goals and 2 assists. They were 0-6 on the power play, 5-7 on the penalty kill, but they are 38-30-3. Good for 5th place.
They're trying to chase down Vegas right now.
They could do it with all of the holes being blown in Vegas's roster with injuries, but I don't know how far back they are.
They are a couple games. Vegas has a game or two in hand. It's like a 4 or 5 point difference.
It'll be tough.
Yeah.
It'll be tough.
It's hard to do. If St. Louis drops or Vegas doesn't drop, it's going to be hard. Go ahead.
Winnipeg, to finish off the Central Division, they had an oopsie of a week. They went 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
They did beat the Rangers 4-2. Scheifele had a hat trick in that game. Monahan 2 assists. Kyle Connor and a goal. But then they lost to the Devils 4-1. They got outshot by the Devils 19-41. Ehlers had the only goal in that game, and they were 1-4 on the penalty kill.
That's bad.
Yeah. Then they lost to the Islanders 6-3. Perfetti, Appleton, and Nemestikov had the goals in that game. I'm assuming they're in the tri-state area.
Yeah, they gotta be.
Currently. Because then they got shut out by Washington 3-0 to end their week.
Eesh.
Hey, but Scheifele had a good week. He had 3 goals and an assist. they were 1-10 on the power play, and here's my worst penalty kill. 5-10 on the penalty kill.
Yeah, that's bad.
They're still 44-22-5. Good for third place, but they're jockeying for the top spot of the Central Division. Seems to have gone by the wayside a little bit. I think they're 4 points back.
Well, maybe they should play Nick Ehlers more.
Nah. Why?
He's not like their best player.
Nah, I don't think so. That's crazy talk.
Put him on the put Appleton on his line.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll be able to get stuff done.
I don't know why his entire career, every coach, Nick Ehlers just doesn't get that much playing time for some reason.
And
he's always been pretty good.
He's gotten playing time this year, and then he went on a tear. Then
he must not give a shit.
I don't
How is he not at this point been like, why don't you guys just trade me if you're not going to play me?
At this point, I think he's got one more year.
Just go to free agency.
Yeah.
Or just trade him next year or whatever in the offseason.
Jesus Christ.
I know a team that could use some better wingers. Pittsburgh Penguins.
I would hate it if he was on Pittsburgh.
Oh, they would probably use him wrong, too, based on how things are going. All right, you tell me about your division.
I will keep telling you about the Western Conference.
Oh,
I was about to say Central.
I'm going to go over the Central games again.
Yep. But different teams.
Different teams that I have made up.
First up is Anaheim.
I'm going to go over the Central Division AHL teams.
Ooh, don't tempt me.
No. We're not doing that. Do you guys want this show to start being 4.5 hours long? We can start going over the AHL as well.
I don't want to do that, man. All right, Anaheim. 1-1-1.
Hey, that's pretty good for them.
You talked about 2 of those games.
I did, yeah.
A
shutout 4 and against.
Yeah. Started the week by getting shut out by Minnesota 4-0. They were only 33% on the faceoff dot.
Good.
Then they shut out Chicago 4-0.
Excellent.
Killorn had 2 goals in that game. And then they lost to Tampa Bay in overtime. Johnston had the first goal in this game, so he scored a goal. I think it's his first goal of the season. They were 1-12 on the power play. 8-9 on the penalty kill. That's not bad
for
them.
That's not bad, yeah. Especially for them.
Yep. They are 24-43-4. 52 points.
Who's going to get that number one pick this year?
That's 7th in the division.
Yeah. Still, that is better than Chicago.
Yep.
So Chicago is 2nd worst.
And we mentioned last week they were officially eliminated.
Yes. Chicago has to be eliminated now too, right?
Chicago
has to be.
I think only one new team.
They have 3 less losses.
Yeah, they're done. I think only one new team got eliminated this week.
It had to have been Chicago.
It was not. So they're already gone.
Oh, okay.
Let's
see, does NHL?
Next up is Calgary. any playoff hopes that they had died this week.
Calgary
went 0-3.
No, they had such like a promising like little surge there after the trade deadline.
They started by losing to Washington 2-5.
Nice.
Wolf and net. Rooney had the opening goal of this game. Then they lost to Vancouver 2-4. Greer had two assists in this game. AJ Greer, two assists.
Oh.
And I didn't know he was on Calgary.
I didn't either. I thought he was still on Boston. I think he was on Boston last year, right?
I was thinking he might have been on Nashville. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
I knew he's on Boston at some point.
It's just one of the, he's just one of those players that's like, I have no idea what his face looks like. You know? I have no idea what AJ Greer looks like. He's just a white guy.
When you have a name like AJ Greer, that name is going to stand out.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's it. Because he's not that good. And what did he do in this game? He scored?
Two assists.
Two assists. Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
He assisted their only two goals.
Well, yeah. Hey, he did something.
Exactly.
But he's just one of those players that you're like, you remember that name, but you're like, I have no idea where that guy is playing right now. Like, do you remember Greg McKegg? I only remember, he was on the Penguins, but I remember him because of his name.
McKay.
He, like, just retired.
Really?
And I was like, he retired? Like, last offseason or something?
Wow.
I think he was on Edmonton for a little bit. He was just, like, some, like, guy some that dude, was probably, yeah. shouldn't be in the NHL.
Up and down. Yeah. He's an AHL guy.
Trying to think
guy.
Of whatever, like, silly names of, it's fine.
They finished their week by losing to Buffalo 1-4.
Nice.
Huberdeau had the only goal in this
game.
Hey,
yeah, he did something.
He's got 10 goals this season. They were 63% on the faceoff dot.
Oh, Huberdeau.
1-7 on the
He has a goal for each $1 million of his contract.
Yep. And then 4-7 on the penalty kill.
Woo.
Yeah.
Almost as bad as
Winnipeg. That's your problem.
Almost as bad as
Almost as bad. They don't have a top player.
That's fair.
Edmonton is up next. They went 2-2.
All right.
Sorry. Back to Calgary. 33, 32-5. 71 points. That's fifth.
Not eliminated, but not looking good.
No.
Yeah.
Edmonton was 2-2. The overtime win against Montreal to start the week, 3-2. Draisaitl had the game-winning overtime goal. They smacked Buffalo 8-3. Ekholm had two goals and assist in that game, but they lost to Toronto.
He's not a big scoring defenseman, so that's pretty surprising.
Again, 8-3.
Yeah.
Then they lost to Toronto 3-6. McDavid had three assists in that loss. Their penalty minute, that game got a little feisty against Toronto.
What was the final score of that game? I'm sorry.
6-3 Toronto.
6-3. Yeah. I thought you said 8-6, and I was like, that's a crazy game.
That's a crazy game. That'd be so
I'm cool. Sorry. My dog walked out. I was looking at her.
She's cute. I get it.
She's a cute dog.
There were 40 minutes of penalties.
Woo.
23.
Getting chippy.
23-17. So, penalty minutes.
Oh, between the two.
Yeah, between. Yeah.
Sorry, my dog came out here for, what, 30 seconds?
And then went back to bed.
Laid down for 30 seconds, and then she went back into my bedroom.
Yep.
She's over us.
And then we're going to finish off with Ottawa. They lost 3-5.
Ooh.
Hyman did score a goal and got his 50th goal of the season.
It's crazy. He's having a great year.
It's the third 50-goal scorer this season.
Matthews and Bennett, right?
No?
Right
team.
Reinhardt.
Yes.
I don't know why I always get those two confused for some reason.
I knew who you meant.
They're on the same team, at least.
Yeah. Then, all right, so.
Two guys that I think it's kind of crazy that they have 50 goals with Reinhardt and Hyman. I guess less so for Hyman.
I guess
they've both been playing very well. But.
We said this last week, not on mic, but Reinhardt's shooting at 27%.
That's true. Boy, that number's going to come down next year, I bet. 27% goal scoring on your shots is insane.
It's ridiculous.
I think the normal is like 10 or 15, something like that.
Something like that.
So he's like almost double that.
Woo! Over a quarter somebody's of his gonna shots give him, are going in the
so
net.
So he's
going
to give him so much money, and he's not going to score 50 goals ever again.
My hope is just that it's not Buffalo.
I don't know that he would go back to Buffalo.
Well, I know he came from Buffalo and things didn't end well, but yeah. Management's different, and I can see them throwing a lot of money at him.
They have the cap space. Yeah, I think with just with this season, he's definitely... it would be so funny if he burned Buffalo a second time. I just don't think Florida's going to be able to re-sign him in the offseason.
I don't either.
They don't have enough cap space
to put him in. But finishing up with Edmonton, 7 for 15 on the power play. That's
crazy. Yeah.
And it was the fact that... Yeah.
Okay.
7 for 15.
All right.
But only 9 for 13 on the penalty kill.
Yeah.
I'd like that to be better.
Double-edged sword there.
It was really Ottawa that did them in. They were...
of all teams.
Right.
It was Ottawa.
They were 1 for 4 on the penalty kill against Ottawa.
Ooh. Ouch.
Before that, they'd only let... In the three games before, they had only let in one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one game can kind of skew those numbers.
I didn't look at the Pacific for top players. I guess I just did the Atlantic. Whoops.
It's too late now.
Too late now.
I don't know. It's probably McDavid or Draisaitl.
It's probably McDavid or Draisaitl.
It's probably one of those guys. Maybe Hyman.
It might have been Eichel.
Maybe.
Who knows?
It's probably one of those four guys that we mentioned.
It's for you to decide.
You look it up.
The listener.
Go to quanthockey.com. You put in the dates and you look it up.
42.
Bomb.
23-4. 88 points, second in the division.
Just kidding, Mom. Love you.
Next up is the Kings.
3-0. Nice.
Their spot was a little tentative.
Thank God.
This week helped.
Yeah.
It also helped to play Chicago, where they beat them 6-2.
Yeah, that'll help a lot.
Like you said, Kopitar had 2 goals and an assist. Then they played Minnesota, which, like you said, shot them out 6-0.
Oh, yes.
Kopitar did get... He had a goal and assist to get his 1,200th point.
God damn.
He is like the 50th player to do that.
Mm-hmm. Which sounds like a lot, but the NHL has been around for like 110 years or something. So you factor in how many players that equals out to, and it's not really that much. So,
not at all. Then Victor Arvidsson did also have a goal and an assist in this game. It was his first goal of the season. Yeah.
Okay.
First goal of the season.
Victor Arvidsson's first goal of the season.
And then they beat Tampa Bay in overtime, 4-3.
Nice.
Talbot in net there. Gavrikov got the game-winning overtime goal.
Okay.
Yep.
Of all players.
Just leaving it there. Breakaway.
Sorry. Made me cough. That surprised me so much that Gavrikov had a breakaway.
Gavrikov had a breakaway.
One of the slowest players I could think of.
3-4-8 on the power play.
Not too bad.
6-9 on the penalty kill.
Nice.
Not really.
But it's the funny number.
It is the funny numbers, but it's still not good.
Somebody was 4-20 on the power play this week.
I think I have seen that before.
I feel so stupid.
Yeah,
Keep going.
All right.
Shut up.
You should feel as bad as San Jose does right now.
I don't.
Yeah, that's true. 37-22-11, 82nd points, third in the division. Kings.
Kingos.
San Jose.
You know what? Kopitar is their top player. 1,200 points, baby.
I think he might have been.
Captain.
Woo. Raccoon Jesus.
Yeah. Boy, that is really spot on description of what he looks like. Yeah,
he just has this.
He looks like stereotypical Jesus that
has bags under his eyes.
That has huge bags under his eyes. He's just one of those people that like just genetically has bags under their eyes for whatever reason.
And that is what LA fans call him.
It's what he looks like. I mean, they're not wrong. If he's okay with it, then whatever.
That's fine. Yeah. San Jose was 0-2-1 this week. They got a loser point against Chicago. You talked about it.
I did, yeah.
You talked about the first game when they got stomped by Nashville.
Excuse me, sorry.
I think you mentioned that they did. You mentioned Nashville out shooting San Jose.
Oh no, I usually leave that for the loser team. Oh,
okay, cool.
Yeah. That's what I've decided I'm gonna do.
Nashville outshot San Jose 20-40.
Yep.
Double.
San Jose had 40 shots?
No. Nashville.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Nashville had 20 shots. Shoot, I did it again. Nashville had 40 shots. San Jose had 20 shots. And that's one of the reasons why they lost 8-3.
I don't know. Giving up 8 goals on 40 shots, that's a fifth of the shots.
Hey,
I mean, that's Sam Reinhart numbers right there, baby.
I mean, it's still better than giving up 8 goals on 20 shots.
Yes, that would be significantly worse.
Next up, they lost to Tampa Bay, 1-4. Eklund had the only goal for San Jose in this game, and they
Willie Eklund
lost to Chicago in overtime. Zetterlund had a goal, 2 goals and an assist in this game.
I just want to point out his name is Fabian Zetterlund.
Yeah.
I love that name.
It's a great name.
I just love that his first name is
Fabian.
Fabian.
They were 2-for-8 on the power play, 6-for-7 on the penalty kill.
Hey, both of those are like not too
They're
bad,
respectable.
Right? They lost the game 8-2 this week.
Yeah, but they weren't the only team to do that.
True. True.
San Jose is 16-46-8.
Woo! Will they hit 20 wins?
No. You heard it here, folks.
Probably not.
40 points, 8th in the division.
Last place in the league, I believe. Yes. Yeah, they got to be.
Yes.
Because Chicago's the only team that's close to them in my rankings.
Another team whose playoff hopes died this week.
Oh, Seattle.
Seattle.
Yeah.
0-3-1.
Yeah. Maybe this is the real Seattle, and last year was the fake Seattle.
I mean,
for some reason,
maybe Haxtell's the problem.
That's not out of the realm of possibilities, right. Certainly. Like, he was a puzzling choice to be their coach. Although they did really well last year, so I was like, oh, maybe not.
Well, you
and
also,
now we're flipped back to the Dave Haxtell we knew in Philadelphia. So.
I mean, think of what...
Philadelphia? Yeah, Philadelphia. Yeah.
Think of the Tortorella conundrum. He always gets a team to overachieve.
Mm-hmm.
They overachieve for a while.
But then eventually they come back down to earth.
The team forgets that he's the reason that they're overachieving. He loses the locker room, and then he gets fired.
That's
and then that
what
team,
happens with Tortorella every time.
And then that team tanks.
Yeah. That's what happened in Columbus.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that is what happened with Tampa Bay, too, because that is the cup ring that he has with Bay in 04.
Yes, it was.
And I don't remember when he got fired from Tampa Bay, but it was not that long after that. And then they were terrible.
Exactly.
And that's what led them to get Stamkos and all mm-hmm. the other players that they have now.
So how long is it going to be until...
The only team that I don't think crashed and burned after Tortorella was there was the Rangers. They didn't really crash
and
burn.
No, they didn't crash
They were the only one I could think of.
But it's still...
Still, yeah.
Tortorella makes them good.
They're like, yeah, we're just good now.
Right.
And then... And then they're like, we don't want to listen to him. And they're like, fire, he's fired. And then they're terrible again.
Yep. So we'll see how long that lasts in Philadelphia.
See you next year, Philly.
I don't know. Timelines may vary.
That's true. He was in Columbus for a while. They made the playoffs, what, 3 years in a row?
3 years in a
Something
row.
Something like that. And they beat Tampa Bay.
They beat Tampa Bay, and that's all that matters,
and
really.
I think all the other times, I think in every season when they made the playoffs, they lost to the Stanley Cup champion.
They did.
Because 1 year they lost to the Penguins. One of the other years, I think the year that they beat Tampa, they lost to Washington in the second round. No. They lost to Washington in the first round, who then beat the Penguins.
Yeah, and then they lost to Tampa.
Yes. Yes.
Order operations.
We got it, folks. We got it here. We got it figured out.
But yeah.
That was Seattle.
No, it just started Seattle.
We didn't even finish
Seattle. No. 0-3-1.
Sorry,
Seattle.
We were talking about
overachieving last year, and here we are. They started their week by losing to Buffalo 6-2. Dakard, Joey Decord, which means okay. In French.
Does it?
Yes.
That's pretty funny. He's pretty okay.
There was a jersey that said Joey okay.
I like that. Fan custom made jersey. I like that a lot.
That was Joey okay.
Joey okay.
Either okay or fine. Still,
That's hilarious. They mean the same thing.
It's hilarious. He was 1-for-4 in the first period, so they yanked him.
Oh, Joey okay. No okay. Joey no okay.
They were one. They don't get top player there. Then they lose to Vegas in a very close game, 3-1.
Group, all right.
That third game was.
I thought you were gonna trip me out there. Really close game, 8-1.
Nope. That third goal was an empty net.
Okay.
Schwartz had their only goal in this game. They were only 39% on the faceoff dot.
I keep forgetting A, Jaden Schwartz is still playing, and B, that he's on Seattle.
Jaden Schwartz is so good when he's not hurt.
Yeah, he was really good on St. Louis for like several years, mm-hmm. and then he just got injury after injury after injury, and then they
expansion draft.
Yeah, and then Seattle took him in the expansion draft.
And again, still thing with Jaden Schwartz, he's still really good when he's not injured.
Or actually, he might have just signed in Seattle.
I don't know.
There was Vince Dunn went to Seattle too, also from St. Louis.
I think I don't remember. They took Vince and he just signed.
Okay.
Then they lose to Arizona in overtime, 1-2. Dacher didn't net there. Then they lost to Montreal, 1-5.
Oof.
Where Grubauer started in net, where he went when he was 2-for-6.
Those same problems from year one in Seattle are popping up in year three.
And Seattle gave up a shorthanded goal.
Well, it also does not help.
Oh, their offense is bad. Their offense right now is bad. They only scored 2 goals in a game once this week.
Ish. Yeah. Yeah. Four games,
5 goals.
Ooh, yeah, that's pretty bad.
2-for-5 on the 2-for-15 on the power play.
Oh, I was gonna say 2-for-5 is not that bad. Two for 15 is horrible.
Giving up a shorthanded goal.
Eesh.
So 1-for-15.
For 1-for-15.
10-for-11 on the penalty kill. That's okay. Pretty good. Hey, there you go. Solid. They are.
A little silver lining there.
28, 29, and 13. That is the fun number for 6th place in the division.
420.
Yep, they have 420 points. All right.
Oh, I'm such a child.
Next up is Vancouver.
3-0. Hell yeah.
3-0. 45, 19, and 8. Said it already, they have 98 points.
First in the league. Those are our boys. All year long. Very consistent season.
They started their week by beating Buffalo 3-2. Pettersson hit 2 goals and assists. They outshot Buffalo 34-17.
Doubled them up.
Then they beat Montreal 4-1. Zadorov had 2 goals in this game. The opening 2 goals.
The known goal scorer, Nikita Zadorov.
Yes. Then they beat Calgary 4-2, like we already said. Höglander had 2 goals in this game.
He was supposed to be traded to the Penguins.
Niels. All right. They were 2-for-12 on the power play and 9-for-9 on the penalty kill. And I forgot to write top players.
They're just crushing it.
Casey DeSmith played all.
Right. Because Demko is so week to week.
Demko is hurt.
Yeah.
He is 2 to 3 weeks. That was his injury.
DeSmith can give you a couple of good weeks in there.
Also, they
face. That's all.
They're locking down defensively.
That also helps. Yeah.
Smith faced 17 shots against Buffalo, 17 shots against Montreal, and only 24 shots against Calgary.
That'll help.
Yes.
That'll help your goalie out.
We're going to finish up with Vegas 1-2 this week.
Oof.
Might
miss the playoffs.
Nope. Flip it. 2-1.
Oh, okay. That's better.
Obviously. They're looking better. This is the week they're starting to look better.
Okay.
Is
Eichel back yet?
Yes.
He is back.
And that is one that's helping. Is helping. 3-5 loss to Tampa. Keegan Kolesar had 2 assists in this game. Then 3-1 win against Seattle, already said. I don't know what's going on with me. King Kolesar had.
It's much later than we usually record, so we're both tired.
They had the game-winning goal in this game. They outshot Seattle 37-22.
Pretty good.
Then the 4-2 win against Columbus is where Aiden Hill gets hurt. Eichel had two goals in this game, and you'll talk about that shot discrepancy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure I will. Oh, yes, I will. I see it right in front of me.
Vegas was 2-for-10 on the power play and then 6-for-8 on the penalty kill. I know I didn't write it down. I know Keegan Kolesar was their top player. Do I know how many points he has? No. I believe it
was... Is he their top player just based on his name alone? Yes.
Yes. I believe he had 2 goals, 2 assists.
Okay. That's a pretty good week.
I think I looked at every single team. I just didn't write
it down. It happens. It happens.
What were you saying? I had something to say.
I don't know. Only your brain.
Talking about missing the playoffs.
They might.
Eichel.
Mark Stone.
Shoot.
Thomas Hurdle.
I'll come back. It'll pop. Or something. It's lost forever. Oh, not even related to hockey. Oh, okay. You were talking about later in the day. Recording later in the day.
Yeah.
I didn't take any ADD meds yesterday.
Oh, that's also not helping you.
No,
right
yesterday.
Now. Oh, today, yesterday.
Today,
gotcha, gotcha.
Today
gotcha.
I'm back. Today I'm locked in. How did I survive for 30 years?
30. Well, 32 years, right?
No, I mean, I got... Oh, I guess I've been that's on fair. I've gotten back on them as an adult a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But...
I wish I knew
what, a day.
Like, I wish I knew what you were dealing with. I don't have ADD, so
I wanted to peel off my skin because everything was touching it, and it was the worst. And I,
yeah,
I, woo, my well, mind was not right.
Well, I'm glad you took your medicine today.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm glad you're back on it.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't. I wish I could relate to you. I don't have ADD. So.
I
don't think anybody in my family even has it.
Yeah, well, it's extremely genetic.
Yeah, no, I know. I was trying to think.
So when I say you now feel the clothes on your body,
mm-hmm.
and you now actively feel the clothes on your body.
I mean, I was before.
But... Yeah, I feel all the time.
Okay. You just don't get used to it.
No, I do not get used to it. It does not.
There.
It does not.
My does brain the sensation not go away it. If you're just, like, naked? Like, if you take your clothes off, does it help?
Sometimes there are skin folds.
Okay.
like my armpit.
Okay,
like,
all right.
Just that touching.
But what if you lay on the floor naked, totally spread out?
Maybe. Hmm?
Maybe?
That maybe? Maybe I can get comfortable that way.
I should start doing that. Really freak Jenny out.
Just...
Hey, Clay just did a
Metro.
Clay just did a hand motion, and I'm not going to say what it was.
You use your imagination.
All right, let's talk about the Metro, everybody's favorite division, and definitely not one that gives me a bunch of depression this year. Carolina went 3-0-1 this week.
You're from Pittsburgh. You should be used to it. It's seasonal with you.
Shut up. I know. We're starting to get into the sunny time. Shut up, Clay.
That means I can talk about it. It's going away.
They went 3-0-1 this week. Carolina's really been crushing it since the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Even before the trade deadline.
Oh, Gensel.
But they've just been... Gensel has slotted
Gensel
right in.
Gensel and Kuznetsov are right.
Kuznetsov, I think, is the more surprising one because he has, like, barely been there this year.
He's back with Orlov.
That's true. He's back with his best bud. So yeah. Maybe that has really helped his mental health.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah. They've been playing great. I mean, Gensel has like 15 points, I think, since coming back from injury or something.
Yeah, most of them assists, but
a couple of goals. You know, points be points. You know?
Points be points.
All right, they beat the Islanders 4-1 to open the week up. Gensel, the boy we were just talking about, 1 goal and 2 assists in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Jarvis, 2 goals. Brady Shea had 2 assists, and Martin Nechas had 2 goals. They beat Philadelphia 3-2 in overtime.
Hard to do.
Jarvis, Chatfield, and Martinook had the goals. Jarvis's was the overtime game winner. Then they lost a insane game to Washington, 7-6 in a shootout.
I was in Carolina. We couldn't get the game on, but we, like...
Was there a regional blackout? Regional blackout. Let me just get on my soapbox here. Regional blackouts are bullshit.
They are bullshit. That's not why we, like, I don't know my
shit. Something was
the
just
streams
not
were just not working.
Just not working.
Yeah. Carolina, I believe, had two goals called off.
I didn't watch the game.
They had two goals called back. One was interference, goalie interference. And I don't know what the other one was because we were just watching the stat line just constantly change and like go up and then disappear.
Like, yeah.
Right. So.
So yeah, 7-6 in a shootout loss to Washington. They were 3-for-6 on the penalty kill in that game.
Yeah, that's bad.
Aho did have a hat trick.
Yes, he did.
Gensel had 3 assists. Guess whose lines they're playing on? Right. And Jake Slavin had a goal and an assist in that game. They then beat Toronto in a close game 2-1 to finish the week off. Aho and Shea had the goals in that game, while Freddie Anderson was 32 of 33 against his former team, the Maple Leafs.
Of course he's going to be.
Jake Gensel is their top player this week, a goal and 7 assists.
See? Told you.
8-point week from him. Yeah, he's a product of Crosby, though. 3-for-8 on the power play, 11-for-14 on the penalty kill. 45-20-7, good for second place in the division. Tied with the Rangers.
Yes.
Although Rangers are in first place because I believe they have a game in hand on Carolina.
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, that'll be a dogfight. I wonder if they have any more games.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
The rest of this season. I'll check that out when we get done with the Metro. But yeah, Carolina, cruising. And you know what? I don't hate them that as much. And they have a player I really like. Let's go Carolina.
Look, as long as, like, in the past, it's Svechnikov gets hurt, and then their goal scoring disappears.
Now they have Gensel.
Yeah.
And Jarvis has been playing very well this year as well.
Aho's
goal scoring has picked up.
Multiple pieces, and they are very threatening.
They could be a huge threat
in
the playoffs.
They are deep, too.
I'm still a little worried about their goaltending.
About them getting hurt because they have goalies with injury histories?
Freddie Anderson has played well since he came back from injury. Ranta played pretty good this year.
But isn't he hurt again?
He got sent down in the minors. Because they kept Kochekov. Because I don't think Kochekov was waiver exempt anymore.
He was not.
Somebody would definitely take Kochekov. So that's the only part that I'm a little worried about. Freddie Anderson hasn't really played that well in the playoffs before on Toronto. Not necessarily his fault, but we'll see.
I will say he has made some boneheaded plays in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
For both teams, Carolina included in that.
We'll see how it goes. But if anybody in the East, I'll pull for Carolina because I do still like Jake Gensel. So come back to Penguins in the offseason. Columbus, 2-1 this week. They lost to Detroit 4-3 in overtime. Werenski had a goal and 2 assists. Texier and Marchenko had the other goals. They lost to Colorado, as I mentioned previously, 6-1.
I'm so mad his name is Texier.
I know. It's because of the baseball player, right?
Yeah.
Whose name was spelled exactly the same, but was Texier.
Yes, and I also hate that baseball player.
Why? Oh, because he was on the Yankees?
He's from Baltimore.
He
said no to Baltimore to go to the Yankees.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. I just remembered something that I should have said in the news segment.
Yeah.
Folks, the Auger bobbleheads have been found.
Yeah, see, you
they
are
have
correct.
Been returned.
Oh, my God.
They have
today.
Been returned. Today.
That is next week's podcast.
I don't care.
All right.
I'm going to say it now. they have been returned to the Penguins. I don't know if they had to pay some sort of ransom or the FBI hunted them down. And Yager went out and found them himself with his mullet and he in his Rambo body paint and he found the bobbleheads. But they have been returned to the Penguins. I don't know why that just popped into my head, but it did.
Think Rambo First Blood.
That was Yager looking for his bobbleheads. All right. Anyway, back to Columbus. They got outshot by Colorado 51-24.
Ooh.
Yeah. Columbus.
6-1 is actually pretty good.
Damon Severson had the only goal in that game for Columbus. And then Columbus lost to Vegas 4-2, as Clay previously mentioned. Meyer and Gabranson had the goals in that game, and they got outshot in that game 47-22.
Oof.
Woo. A good week for Columbus.
Yep.
1-for-3 on the power play. Three power plays.
Hey, you're 33% on it.
That's true. Your team is not doing a very good job at drawing penalties. Because in case you don't realize, that is part of a strategy of a player.
Oh, yeah.
Is to draw power plays.
You got
to
be shifty.
Some players are really good at it.
You get hooked.
Yeah, you got to be kind of shifty. You
get hooked. You get tripped.
You walk into a hook. You see that stick on the ice. You walk into the trip. Mm-hmm. You know, like stuff like that. It's not cheating if you trick the refs.
Or you just be shifty enough where, like, they think you're going to go one way, you go the other way, and
yeah,
trip you.
True, true, true. So, like, I mean, you could talk about guys like McDavid, Crosby, guys like that, that are good at drawing penalties because they're the best player in the ice, and of course they're going
to
draw penalties.
The only way to slow them down
is to hook them or to hold them or something like that. But then there's other guys in the league that are just like, they maybe don't score that much, but they're really good at drawing penalties. And one guy I can think of in particular is Brandon Tanev, who is on Seattle right now. I think he's injured. But,
he's normally
injured. When he was on the Penguins and healthy, he was so good at drawing penalties. He didn't score that much. Uh-uh. He's good for like 10 goals a year or something, but he will get you a power play in almost every game. All right, Columbus. Werenski, a goal and three assists for their top player. They were also 5-for-8 on the penalty kill.
That's
23, 36, and 12.
Boo.
Eighth place.
Yep.
Columbus. The Devils, 3-1 this week. Good week for them.
Good week for them.
Beating the Penguins 5-2. Dawson Mercer had 2 goals. Timo Meier had 2 goals. And 5 other players had 2 assists.
Wow.
In this game, while Alexander Holtz had the other goal. They beat Winnipeg 4-1, as I already mentioned. Meier and Hischier each had a goal and 2 assists apiece. Luke Hughes had 3 assists in this game. Jack Hughes had 2 goals.
Wow.
And they were 3-for-4 on the power play. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. They did lose to Ottawa. Crazy how Ottawa has at least 2 wins that I've clocked so far. Losing to Ottawa 5-2. Brott and Nasek had the goals for the Devils in that game.
Yep.
And then they shut out the Islanders 4-0. Meier and Jack Hughes had a goal and an assist, while Tierney and Alexander Holtz had the other goals.
And Nico Hischier escaped injury.
Yeah, thank God. Ooh. Thank God for the Devils. And Kokkonen made 36 saves in the shutout.
Because Anders Lee was kicked out of that game.
Ooh, captain-on-captain violence.
Knee on knee. Ah. He got a game misconduct for a knee
did
on
he?
Knee.
Oh, yeah, did he? Oh, did he? I missed that. Anders Lee, you scamp.
Timo Myers tried to fight him, but...
Timo Myers tried to fight him?
He was the one who saw it, and...
Although I don't know who else on it. Oh, no, they just got that McCormick guy from Colorado, yeah. They'll make him fight him. Oh, well, he got kicked out of the game.
He got kicked out. Myers...
Probably because... One of the reasons I'm sure they kicked him out of the game was like, somebody's going to try to fight you.
Well, it was more like, that was egregious.
Well, okay. I got to watch it back, obviously. Timo Meier, with his attempted fight.
Yep.
And 4 goals and 3 assists as their top player for the week.
I think he got credited for a fight. His gloves were off.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Now look at him defending his captain.
I don't know if they just ended up on the ground before it could officially be a fight.
It's kind of a wrestling match. Exactly. Kinda. They were 6-for-15 on the power play with a shorthanded goal for against, 16-for-16 on the penalty kill.
That's good for them.
35, 33, and 4. 6th place in the division. So yeah. they still have a hole that they really need to dig out of. I don't know that they're going to be able to dig themselves out of it.
They will
I
not.
I doubt it.
They will
but,
not.
Hey, the team that's in front of them, at least in the division, the Islanders were 1-3 this week.
Mm-hmm.
And in Islanders fashion, they have a couple good weeks and then a couple real bad weeks.
Right.
It's their entire season so far.
Who else did a 6-game win streak and then a 6-game losing streak? Is it the Islanders?
Maybe. It seems like something the Islanders would do this year. The Islanders will be like I said, they'll have 2 weeks where they'll go like 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, oh, dang, look at them go.
Yeah.
And they'll go 0-8 the next 2 weeks. So, they lost to Carolina 4-1. Cal Palmieri had the only goal in that game for the Islanders. They lost to Detroit 6-3. Outshot Detroit 36-24.
Mm-hmm.
Barzal, Pageau, and Riley had the goals in that game. They did beat Winnipeg 6-3. Barzal, Fasching had a goal and 2 assists each. Cal Clutterbuck had 2 goals.
Didn't they run up on Winnipeg like 3-0, 4-0
in
the first period real fast?
Yeah. Winnipeg did not have a good week.
No, they didn't.
Anders Lee had a goal and an assist in this game, while Kaapo Mäkinen had another goal. And then they got shut out by the Devils, as I just said, 4-0. Barzal's their top player, 2 goals, 2 assists.
Hmm. Yeah, it's fair.
1-for-11 on the power play, 6-for-8 on the penalty kill. Only 8 penalty kills.
Only 8.
In 4 games, that's not
bad.
30, 26, and 15.
Will they get the record?
Fifth place in the division. I think they still need 3 more overtime losses.
They do.
Which is possible. They have like 12 games left or something like that. Well, hold on, let me do the math here. 11 games left.
You got 11 games left.
Which is crazy. If the loser point didn't exist, they're 30-41.
Right.
Which is insane.
They just got to 30 wins, and they were in the playoffs.
It's so crazy. I don't think they have a playoff spot right now, but they're still close. They're still close to a spot.
It is...
It's wild.
It's... No, they're in the West.
I think you did that exact same thing last week.
I can't help
it. But although, I guess I set you up for it 2 weeks in a row.
So. It's Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is fourth place. And right now, Washington is the second wild card spot. And they're dueling with Detroit right now for that wild card spot.
Yeah. Dueling for the top spot in the Metro currently are the Rangers, who went 2-1 this week. They did lose to Winnipeg 4-2. Outshot Winnipeg 40-27.
Wow.
Lafreniere had a goal and an assist, while Wennberg had the other goal in that game. It's nice to see that Lafreniere is actually, like, kind of becoming the player that... He's not a superstar.
No,
but he's good.
Well, I think Wennberg is very much slotted in very well.
Third line center?
Yeah.
Yeah. They beat Boston 5-2.
Yep.
One of the other teams vying for the President's Trophy, Boston. Yes, Panarin had a hat trick in that game.
Yes, he did.
Zibanejad and Fox had a goal and assist each in that game. Was it that game that Panarin hit 40 goals for the first time? Or was it the next game? It was one of these games this week. He hit 40 goals for the first time in his career.
Good for him. It was the hair. It was holding him back.
Yeah, now that he's got a buzz cut, now his full power is out. The opposite of Samson.
Yep.
Then they beat Florida 4-3 in a shootout. Trocheck, 3 assists in this game. Panarin, 2 goals. Fox, a goal and an assist, while Zibanejad and Panarin had the shootout goals. Panarin, Fox, and Trocheck are their trio of top players.
Of course.
Each with 5 points. 2-for-6 on the power play. 7-for-8 on the penalty kill. They are 47-20-4. For first place in the division. 97 points, I think.
I think they're at 98.
They're at 98 points. No, you're
right.
And
Carolina's at 97.
Yes. So the Rangers are actually tied with Vancouver for the President's Trophy right now. Philly is up next. 2-1-1 on the week. They beat Toronto 4-3. Frost and Tippett had a goal and an assist. Sondheim and Lawton had the other goals. They lost to Carolina in overtime, 3-2. Konechny and Lawton had the goals in that game. They beat Boston as well, 3-2. Konechny, 2 goals in that game. Forrester, a goal and an assist. They should really get Konechny signed to an extension.
This team will not die, and I'm furious.
They just will not. They're going to make the playoffs.
They will.
They have the smell of a team that's going to get knocked out in the first round, though. They're very inconsistent.
Yes, they are inconsistent.
Sometimes they look real good, and then sometimes they're just like, wow, how are you in a playoff spot?
The problem is also their penalty kill is just as dangerous as their power play.
That's true. That's true, but they don't call as many penalties in the playoffs.
That's true.
For better or worse.
Right.
That's just how it is.
Well, it would be worse for them because, again...
I guess that's true. Their power play is terrible.
Their power play Their penalty kill is just as dangerous.
They have the last place power play in the league?
Yes.
Yeah. And, like, and Washington and Pittsburgh are right there with them,
and they
too.
Have the first-place penalty kill.
Yeah, they have, like, 15 shorthanded goals or something
right.
this year. Then they lost to Florida 4-1 to end the week. Outshot Florida 33-15. And Bobby Brink had the only goal in that game.
Bobby Brink.
That's such a fun name. Yeah,
that's
Bobby
a wrestler's
Brink.
Name.
It does kind of sound like a wrestler's name. But I shout-out to the hockey guy. Bobby Brink, I think, is, like, 20 or something. Mm-hmm. And the draft that he got drafted by the Flyers, the hockey guy really wanted him to go to Boston.
Yeah.
Because Bobby Brink of the Boston Bruins.
Oh, BB.
I mean, quadruple B. Like, come on. But then he got drafted by the Flyers. They don't have a top player because all of their scoring was just very spread out.
Yep. That's fair.
You know what? Let's give it to Bobby Brink. He's an awesome name.
Why not?
2-for-13 on the power play, 7-for-9 on the penalty kill. 36, 27, and 9. Third place in the division. That is 81 points.
81 points.
Right? Yes, 81 points.
It's real annoying.
Yeah, it's okay. This next team really annoys me quite a lot. The Penguins went 0-2-1 this week.
You got 1 point.
They lost to the Devils 5-2. Rustin Peterson had the goals in that game. They lost to Dallas 4-2. Hey, Michael Bunting, I'll be honest, I'm glad he's on the Penguins because he's actually played fairly well since coming over.
Also,
and if they could get their shit together, people are going to hate Michael Bunting on the Penguins.
Crosby is ridiculous.
Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I know. We are literally watching, like...
He's trying. He's trying to drag them with all of his might to the play. They're not going to do it, but...
With Ovechkin and Crosby riding down, we are literally watching Messi and Ronaldo's, like, the same career trajectory. Like, in this case, Crosby's Messi, Ovechkin's Ronaldo.
Okay. Sure.
It makes sense.
It makes sense if I knew more about soccer. Yeah. I just hope, I'll just be honest, I hope Crosby just at least makes it to the playoffs one more time in his career. I don't know how long his career is going to be.
He's got 3 cups. Shut up.
No. I'm not saying win a cup. I'm just saying make it back to the playoffs.
No, I know. What you know.
I hope next year, but.
But the arms race The arms race that is the East.
He still has plenty in the tank.
Oh,
honestly, Crosby really has.
He's not the problem.
No. It's everyone else ghosting on the team.
Yep.
Looking at you, Riley Smith, who's barely tried.
Dude.
And Rickard Rakell, who's barely tried.
The thing is, who would have thought Riley Smith would have dropped off the way that he did?
I thought he
Other than Vegas, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, but like the thing with Riley Smith was at the beginning of the year, he started off hot. He had, like, 7 goals in the first, like, 10 or 12 games, something, or 10 or 15 games. And everybody was like, oh, damn, he looks great next to Malkin. And then him and Malkin just went away. Just completely went away.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, I mean, Malkin is just...
Hey, he's 6 million.
No, I know. Like, he has 20 goals this year.
Yeah.
But he's just... I don't know. He's, like, barely there. I think age and his previous injuries are just have slowed him down. And
That's what happens.
That's what happens. So, you know, that's what happens. They have 3 cups. I can't complain.
One of the reasons that Buffalo is in the spot that they're in right now is because of Tage Thompson's wrist injury back in November.
Yeah.
He can't hit a slap shot right now.
Yep.
Which is what made...
He's trying.
Which is what made their power play so deadly.
Yeah.
And now he can't hit the slap shot, and their power play is, like, in the 20th percentile.
Yeah. It's just people never, like, I feel like the media never actually talks about, like, these injuries actually affecting the players. They think they're just 100% back to normal health when they come back from these injuries, and they're not. They're just not.
An ACL tear in hockey,
which is what happened to Malkin multiple times.
An ACL tear in hockey, you need a full year to come back. Because I remember Wilson, was it? Because they didn't make the playoffs last year. It was the year before. He tore his ACL in the playoffs. He came back halfway through last season. He wasn't that good. But then this season...
This series looked much better.
Skating. Points haven't, like, translated.
But he's still there. He's making an impact on the game. Yeah.
The skating is different.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yeah. You know.
And there are plenty of other players that I could have, like... reference, but he was the only one that popped into
my
head.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you pay attention to the Capitals a lot.
And I'm buzzed.
And we're talking about pucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Penguins finished off the week by blowing a 4-0 lead against Colorado and losing 5-4 in overtime. Sidney Crosby did have a goal and 3 assists in this game. He tried his damnedest.
And that goal was ridiculous.
Rust, P.O. Joseph, and Jesse Puljujarvi had the other goals in that game. Crosby's their top player. He's their top player. You know what? He's just their top player for the rest of the year. He had a goal and 4 assists. They were 0-6 on the power play. 4-7 on the penalty kill. So the one silver lining of their season was their penalty kill has been pretty good. Just not this week.
Nope.
They are 30-10.
I mean, it's still good this week.
It's 4-7. I mean, it's above 50%.
I am looking at a different penalty kill.
Yeah, you're looking at Washington's penalty kill.
I... I put mine at the bottom.
Okay. I understand. We do our notes differently. Washington, speaking of, went 3-1 this week. They beat Calgary 5-2. 2-for-3 on the power play in that game. Ovechkin, 2 goals. Wilson and Strome had a goal and an assist. And Jensen, 2 assists. They did get kind of stomped by Toronto, 7-3.
Stomped.
Ovechkin scored 2 of the 3 goals in this game, though, while McMichael had the other goal. They beat Carolina in that 7-6 crazy shootout game. Milano had a hat trick.
Yes,
Strome, 3 assists. Ovechkin, McMichael, and Mirochenko had 2 points in that game, while Strome scored the only shootout goal between either team.
It took a while.
It did. It went to like the 10th round or something like that, right?
Yes, it did.
Washington then shut out Winnipeg 3-0. Ovechkin, 2 goals again in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Oshie, 2 assists. Carlson, the other goal. And Charlie Lindgren?
Yes.
Yeah. Had 27 saves in the shutout. And Ovechkin is their top player because he had 7 goals and an assist. What a time that he decided to start scoring again. From whatever strategically was wrong.
So I...
With their game plan, figured it out.
They've been multiple things. A, he might have been dealing with a lower body injury since the first Penguins game of the series.
Oh, okay.
Him and Carlson. I think Carlson hit Ovi, and he, the leg...
Buckled a bit, maybe.
Weird. Yeah. And there were times of the season where he didn't look like he could move. And now after the All-Star break, that feels better.
Now he has old man strength back.
Old man strength.
Which is so funny, because what is he, 37?
Yeah.
And he looks so much older just because he has gone a lot gray.
Yeah. You know? Also, apparently, he got them to recontinue the stick that he uses.
Of course he did.
The company,
you know what? He has that kind of pull.
The company discontinued his stick going into the season.
Mm.
And these guys are super...
Yeah, they're all weird and superstitious.
Superstitious. I think one of the reasons that Chara actually retired is because they discontinued his stick, and he's just like, that was it.
That's so funny. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame player.
Or
so
I think they can just discontinued it years ago, and he stocked up, and then he just ran out of them. He's like, I'm done.
Oh, that's why he was bad when he was on the Capitals that one.
No, that was his play. But he still had his stick.
No, it was because he didn't have the stick.
No. He was bad on the Islanders, too.
I forgot he went back to the Islanders as well. Oh, yay. All right, so Washington, 7-for-13 on the power play, 10-for-12 on the penalty kill. That's 7-for-13. Really, really good.
Yep.
35, 26, and 9. They're really making a strong push. I believe they're holding on to the last wild card spot right now.
Right now.
Currently. They've made a big push at the end of the year here.
And also his family is in the United States. After the All-Star break, his family came.
Oh, that probably helps, too. It's probably helping his mental health.
So, with all those things coming together after the All-Star break, Ovi is score.
Ovi is back.
He hit 20 goals.
Yeah.
I was predicting 25 after this awful start.
You might be right still.
He's on pace for 40.
There's no way he's going to hit 40.
I agree.
There's no way. There's like, where are they at? They have 12 games left. There's no way he hits 40.
No, I agree with you completely.
But also, it would not shock me. Just knowing him, you know? Did he just score
I'm looking. Someone did.
Someone for Washington just did. Well, guess what? You have to read off the rest of your games.
And so I will ignore that. Let's go, like.
I'll ignore that after I find out who scored.
No, it was not. Okay. Fourth line center. Atlantic.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot what I was doing.
I was going to look it up for you.
No, I already know. It was down. Fourth line center. Boston is first in.
Boston.
First on this list, but not in the division.
And not in our hearts.
Not in our hearts.
Never.
They went 1-2 this week.
Oh, yeah. I already mentioned their 2 losses.
You did.
Yeah.
They started their week, though, by beating Ottawa 6-2.
Nice.
Pastrnak had a hat trick in that game. You mentioned the other two games. The 2-5 loss against the Rangers with Brazal getting a goal in a assist.
Brazal.
Brazau.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Brazal. I'll be honest. I got real confused for a second. I thought you were trying to say Barzal.
No.
And I was like, he shouldn't have been in that game at all.
Uh-uh. Brazal.
Brazal.
Brazal. Brazal. Brazal. Then they lost to Philly, like you said, 2-3. 2-7 on the power play, 6-8 on the penalty kill. Brazal's their top player.
Look at him.
4 goals and an assist in those 3 games.
Really cool for a guy we've never heard of before.
I mentioned him last week.
I think he's one of the younger guys that they just called
up,
right?
He is, but I'm tipsy enough where I can't think. They are 41-16-15. 97 points, second in the division.
God, it's crazy. They also have 15 overtime losses.
Yes, they do.
It's nuts.
Yes, they do. Then is Buffalo.
They up.
Problem is their playoff hopes are pretty
They're
gone.
Pretty tenuous, yeah.
Yeah, they're basically
They
gone.
Haven't been eliminated, but they're not going to make the playoffs.
They went 2-2 this week. If they went 3-1, different story, but they went 2-2.
Even with 3-1, I don't know.
34-33-5. Okay. 73 points. 6th in the division.
Yeah.
They're on a West Coast swing. Started by beating Seattle 6-2. I've already talked about all of these games. Literally all of them. 6-2 win against Seattle. Skinner had a hat trick in this game.
Look at him.
Then Levi's back for
he's
their...
earning that $9 million or whatever he's making.
Yeah. Levi's back for their loss against Vancouver. Dahlin had 2 goals in that game. Lost 2-3. Then they lost to Edmonton 3-8.
Yeah.
J.J. Paterka had 2 goals in that game, where they were outshot 39-29. And then finishing up with the win against Calgary 4-1, J.J. Paterka had a goal in that game. They were 0-10 on the power play, talking about how their power play sucks this year.
Yeah.
10-14 on the penalty kill. A little better.
It's better. It's not the worst.
Thompson and Tuck are tied for their top players. Thompson had 2 goals and 4 assists, while Tuck had 1 goal and 5 assists.
Good week for them.
Yes.
They're trying their damnedest.
They are really trying their damnedest. Next up is Detroit. They went 2-1 this week.
Okay.
They are...
Oh, they decided to start playing hockey again.
They wanted to, you know, actually...
They're like, oh, yeah, we had a playoff spot.
Let's stay in the playoffs.
We weren't doing this the last couple of years.
So they beat Columbus to start the week, 4-3 in overtime. They tied this game with 16 seconds left. Or...
That hurts.
I'm thinking of a different game. I'm thinking of last week with Vegas tying Seattle. They tied this game with 40 seconds left. Excuse me.
Oh, well, get over it.
Under a minute.
Get over it, Columbus, God.
Lucas Raymond, 2 goals in this game. He's been dragging this team, or trying to drag this team into a playoff spot.
Somebody's got it, right?
Then they beat the Islanders 6-3, like you mentioned. Derek Fisher had a goal and 2 assists in this game.
Who?
Derek Fisher.
What? Who's Derek Fisher?
Don't worry about it. He's on Detroit.
Okay. It's Christian Fisher.
Derek is the national player or the baseball player?
I don't know, but it's Christian Fisher. Derek, on.
Derek Fisher is a baseball player for the Astros. Next.
Are you sure?
No.
Because we're going to find out right now. He's an American basketball coach.
Derek with a K.
Yeah.
Look at that. I'm just wrong.
Maybe he spells his name wrong or differently.
How are you spelling Fisher?
Like Fisher, like you go fishing?
No, it's F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
I don't know that that's a person.
Huh. I'm just making stuff up.
Yeah, it's Christian Fisher.
Christian Fisher? I think
that's why I was so confused about who you were talking
about.
Here's
the thing. I think his name should be Derek.
It's not. It's Christian.
Derek just works for him with that face, that name.
He looks like a Derek.
He looks like
he
a
looks
Derek.
Like a Derek
he
if I've ever
like
seen
Derek
one.
To me. Going to assist.
good for him.
Then the 1-0 loss against Nashville, like you said.
Yes.
They out hit Nashville 25-5.
God damn.
They were at Nashville.
They're at Smashville.
They were
Excuse
at Smashville.
You.
Well, like you mentioned multiple times, the home team jukes the hit stats.
They do, yeah. Well, because the home team employs the record keeper.
Yes.
I don't know what you would call them, but they're the ones that stats keeper.
Yeah.
They're the ones that count the shots and count the hits.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of times I've seen, I can't remember what team exactly, but there's certain teams where their stat keeper kind of puts their thumb on the scale for the numbers.
Yeah, they juke the stats for the home team. But
is your, every time you move, it makes a noise. Is it the cord?
It's probably. I'm just.
Okay.
Just throwing stuff places.
Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out what that is. Because it's not like really shaking the table. I mean, that was, but...
You're welcome.
Maybe that'll do it. Okay. Sorry.
Either way, you're away, and your hits
you still
out-hit
them? Yeah, you probably
20?
Out-hit them by
yeah.
more than that.
And they were outshot by Nashville 32-22.
Yeah.
Detroit was 1-for-8 on the power play, 5-for-7 on the penalty kill. Patrick Kane is their top player.
Whoa, look at him.
2 goals, 2 assists.
Pretty good.
He did score the overtime game winner against Columbus, too. He is now played the most games after this hip resurfacing injury.
And he's been fine.
He's been
this
good.
Year. Yeah, he's been fairly good.
I think...
He's not been like old Patrick Kane. But...
No, but you see the flashes of old Patrick Kane.
Yeah. He's still got the hands.
What they were saying is his hip... He hadn't been playing on his hip as long as the other guys have.
That could have been part of it. Yeah.
Yes. So that's why he was able to actually...
Return.
Florida is up next.
Florida.
1-1-1.
Okay.
Did I say Detroit's record? If I didn't, it's 36-29-6. That's 78 points. They're fifth in the division.
1 point behind Washington.
Currently. Washington has a game in hand.
Yeah.
Florida's 1-1-1. Getting shut out by Nashville, like you said.
Yep.
3-0. Losing to the Rangers in a shootout. Like you said, Tkachuk had a goal and an assist. And then beating Philly 4-1. Reinhart had 2 goals and an assist. They were outshot by Philadelphia in this win, 33-15.
Yep. They still won, though.
Yeah, they still won.
Still won.
1-for-6 on the power play, 8-for-11 on the penalty kill. Reinhart is their top player. 2 goals, 2 assists. He now has 50 goals.
50 goals.
50 goals.
What a great time for him.
I mean...
Contract year. He's going to get $10-plus million dollars by somebody. Never score 50 goals again.
Never again.
Do we want to take bets who's going to sign him?
No. No, not right now.
Not right now. Maybe when we get closer to the... Maybe when we get farther into the playoffs and we have less to talk about.
Yeah, because I have... Boston's going to trade Allmark this offseason.
They have to.
They have to, and
they kind of have to.
They have a goalie in Providence who's...
He's playing pretty well, too.
He's playing pretty well.
Do you think...
And his
whenever,
jersey will sell.
Wherever he gets... Oh!
It's Bussy.
I know who it is. Yeah, it's Bussy. I hope that wherever he gets traded to, him and Swayman hug whenever the two teams play against each other.
All right, Montreal, 1-1-1. Did I say Florida?
No, I don't think so.
46-20-5, first in the division, first in our, not in our hearts.
not in our hearts?
I hate them.
I hate them. I don't hate them.
They are
kind of the villains right now.
And they should be.
The way they play.
They should be. They embrace it. Also with Paul Maurice.
True.
He's not in our division. Like I don't have to deal with him all the time, but like he would really be annoying if he was on Carolina.
Yeah, boy.
Exactly. Yeah,
that would be annoying.
Exactly.
Although they don't have the same players in Carolina to play the same way, but still.
But think about when he was on Winnipeg and some of the comments.
And he had Bufflin.
Yeah.
Remember when he had Bufflin in Winnipeg?
All right, fine. Switch it. He's on the Rangers, and they have Trouba. Oh, my God.
And Matt Rempe. Who has played, what, 6 games and has, like, 15 fights or something like
less,
that?
Less Rempe, more Trouba. I would just hate Maurice.
He had Trouba in Winnipeg.
That is
he
true.
Did.
That is,
he did.
That is true.
Oh, boy.
Montreal. 1-1-1.
Hold on. One more thought about Paul Maurice. Looks like he should be teaching geometry. Just think about what he looks like.
Oh, I know. And you were correct.
That's just kind of what he looks like.
He looks too smart calculus.
You're right.
All right, there we are. All okay. Right, we're back. We talked about all this game. They were on a West Coast swing as well. 2-3 loss against Edmonton in overtime. Suzuki had a goal in that game.
Suzuki.
And then 1-4 loss against Vancouver. Slavkovsky had the only goal in that game. And then the finish up with a 5-1 win against Seattle. Primo in net. Caden Gooley had a goal and 2 assists. They were outshot by Seattle 37-17.
Wow. You know what I just realized? They have 2 players named Caden spelled different ways.
Yes, they do.
Caden Gooley, who I believe spells
it with
a K.
Yep.
And then Caden Primo, who spells it with a C.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the name, completely different as well.
Yes.
Because I think it's K-A-I-D. Oh, wait, K-A-I-D-E-N.
Yep.
That's Gooley. And then it's C-A-Y-D-E-N,
I think.
For Primo.
Yeah.
Crazy. That just popped into my head. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Caden Gooley is their top player.
Hey, look at him.
With 2 goals and 2 assists this week.
Caden with a K.
0-for-8 on the power play. 12-for-13 on the penalty kill. That's good.
That's good.
26-32-12. 64 points. 8th in the division.
Not making the playoffs.
No. Ottawa is up next.
Also not making the playoffs, but not last place in the division anymore.
Correct, but they are tied with Montreal with 64 points.
Well,
Ottawa,
at least tied.
2-2. They had to surge to get to this tie.
I know.
They're 30-36-4. 2-6 loss against Boston. They were only 33% on that faceoff dot there.
Good.
Then the 2-5 loss against St. Louis, where they outshot St. Louis 39-27. The 5-2 win against the Devils, where Matthew Joseph had a goal and an assist. Nope. Yes, Matthew Joseph. And they had a shorthanded goal. His brother's on Pittsburgh. I was thinking P.O.
Oh, yeah, P.O. Joseph is on Pittsburgh, yeah.
And then the 5-3 win against Edmonton. Chychrun had 2 goals in that game, and they were outshot by Edmonton 36-16. 5-3 win.
That's pretty embarrassing for Edmonton.
Let me see real quick. Were there any empty net goals?
I mean, potentially, right?
Hopefully.
It was a 2-goal difference.
15. Yeah, one empty net goal.
Okay. So that's a fairly close game, but yes. Still outshooting them by 20 shots.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
That is bad.
Pretty bad.
They were 5-for-12 on the power play, 7-for-11 on the penalty kill. Batherson and Tkachuk are their co-top players. Batherson had 2 goals, 3 assists, and Tkachuk had 1 goal, 4 assists.
Nice.
Tampa Bay is up next, and they are right now a scary thought in the playoffs.
Surging at the right time. Getting momentum.
Surging. They are hot. 3.
That's not what anybody that's making the playoffs wants to hear.
Oh, and 1.
Yeah, of course they are.
39-25-7. 85 points. That's only 4 points behind Toronto.
They're going to knock out either the Rangers, the Panthers, or the Bruins. I'm already calling it right now.
If it's the Panthers, they're knocking them out.
They might knock out the Rangers, too.
Maybe. I can guarantee they're knocking out their little brother in state.
Yeah.
I know Florida won last year.
Watch them overtake Toronto, and they have to face, not even as the wild card, have to face either Florida or Boston.
They were West Coast swing as well.
Oh, interesting. A lot of Atlanta teams over on the West.
Mm-hmm. 5-3 win against Vegas. Kucherov had a goal and three assists. Also a shorthanded goal in this game. 4-1 win against San Jose. Kucherov had four assists in this game.
Jesus Christ.
He's overtaken...
That's what I was just looking up.
He's overtaken McKinnon for lead.
Yes, he has. Currently, I don't know if he has more points this week, but he has 123 points to McKinnon's 122. And then third place is McDavid with 117.
God damn it.
And then and then Pastrnak and Panarin tied at 99 for fourth and fifth.
Then the overtime loss was against the Kings. Stamkos had two goals in this game. Only one was the power play, so he had one 5-on-5 goal, which is very good for him this year. And then the 3-2 overtime win against Anaheim. Cirelli had the game-winning goal this game. 4-for-13 on the power play. 14-for-13 on the penalty kill.
Oh, they had a penalty kill. Yeah, they had a short-hand goal.
Kucherov is their top player.
Of course he is.
One goal, 8 assists. But did you know that Braden Point has 40 goals?
No, I did not know that.
He has 42 goals, and he has hit that this week.
Nobody has talked about Braden Point this
year. Because Kucherov is a supernova.
Well, he has 123 points. He's on pace for like 140 currently, or 150, something like that. Yeah, he's being over. Yeah, Point's being overshadowed. That's crazy. He's going to hit 50 goals, probably.
He's going to hit 50 goals. And no one is talking about him right now.
Yeah. I feel like Braden Point is one of those players that, like.
Criminally underrated.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say he's underrated necessarily, because when they get to the playoffs, he's always very noticeable.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true.
And then everybody talks about him. But during the regular season, I would have guessed that he was having a terrible year until you told me he had 42 goals. It was like Mark Scheifele last year. Mark Scheifele had 42 goals last year, too, or 45 or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, how did he have 45 goals and nobody mentioned him once?
Not once. Yep.
It's crazy.
42 goals for Braden Point so far this season.
Pretty insane. Good for him.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to look up the goal leaders right now while you finish up.
It is Matthews, then Reinhart, then Hyman. Then, I believe, Point.
Nope. You're wrong. Keep going. And you were wrong about how many goals he has.
How many does he have?
He has 41.
Oh, 41. Excuse me.
Finish up.
All right. Finishing up with Toronto, who went 2-2 this week. They lost to Philly, like you said. Tavares had a goal and two assists. The shot discrepancy wasn't crazy in this game, the Philadelphia-Toronto game.
Mm-hmm.
Block shots. Samsonov only faced 30 shots, and he had 9 block shots in front of him.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure it was around...
That's not bad.
I'm pretty sure it was around the same shots that Arison faced for... Philadelphia against Toronto.
Why? What happened to Carter Hart? I'm just kidding.
That Russia rumor is false.
He's not. Yeah. I didn't even want to mention it.
Philadelphia's defender.
Out of the 25 shot blocks.
You wish. It was 36.
What? I thought 25 was a lot. Oh my God. 36 block shots?
36 block shots.
Oh, boy. They're going to get annihilated in the playoffs.
I had to double take.
Annihilated by, like, bruises.
Oh, yeah.
Is what I mean.
It's the same with the Kings-Minnesota, like, penalty minutes. I looked at multiple sites and just like, are we sure?
Are you sure that's what it was? Like,
oh, yeah, this was that game. But yeah.
36 block shots.
36 block shots.
John Tortorella should just tour as a motivational speaker.
He really should.
Because clearly, he could get people to do stuff that they don't want to do.
Also, this week was the first week Jim Montgomery, Boston's coach, publicly, like, or like, outwardly, like, called him out in practice. He made them bag skate and yelling them, like, wake the fuck up. So,
Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
we have 97 points. Shut up.
Well, there is...
Remember how we lost in the first round last year?
I mean, there's talk that there's a couple of players that don't respond well to, like, outward criticism like that.
Too bad.
It's...
Play better.
And the rumors of those players are Grizzly, Carlo, and DeBrusque. and
weirdly, three players that were bandied about in trade.
And Grizzlick and Carlo are not playing well this year anyway. So
yeah, that's not good. That's a third of your defense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, all right, continuing with Toronto, the 7-3 win against Washington, where they just stomped them.
Yeah,
they just controlled Matthews that game. Had 5 points, 2 goals, 3 assists. So dueling 2-goal games.
Damn. Ovechkin and Ovechkin. And nothing will beat the dueling hat tricks between Ovechkin and Crosby in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Then Toronto beat Edmonton 6-3. McMahon had 2 goals and assists in this game.
Vince?
Yes, of course.
The 80-year-old guy who might be going to jail?
Who blew out both quads jumping into the ring that one time.
And is potentially going to jail for human trafficking along with Sean P. Diddy.
But then his son had the exact same injury.
Did he?
Jumping into the ring.
Boy, they have bad quads.
Bad quads.
Did you see the whole thing with Diddy?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, and you know how everyone knows Diddy did it?
Because the FBI raided both of his homes?
Well, because no one is coming to his defense.
I think he fled the country, too.
Oh, he was...
I saw.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He did it.
Oh! Anyway, that's not hockey-related.
It was supposed to be him and not Big.
It was supposed to be him and not Biggie.
I think that's the actual rumor.
Boy. Whoops. Biggie could have been a horrible human being at this point, too.
He could have been, but I think he was not the actual target of that hit.
Mm.
And it was Diddy.
What could have been?
But
maybe less people getting human trafficked.
But we know Edmonton was outshot, or we know Toronto was outshot by Edmonton 39-29. And then finally, the 1-2 loss against Carolina, like you mentioned, where they were outshot by Carolina 43-33. They were 3-for-15 on the power play, 7-for-11 on the penalty kill.
Ooh.
Matthews is their top player with
3 goals and 7 assists.
Ooh,
7 assists.
Tavares is right there with 8 points.
Good week.
Marner has not played since that ankle sprain two weeks ago.
Yeah, he's been out for a hot minute. They keep saying day-to-day, but...
He's not.
They got a playoff spot more or less locked down. We can just be like, hey, Marner, let's just, like...
I think they are.
Bring you back for the playoffs.
40, 21, and 9, 89 points, third in the division. I mean, going all the way back to, like, Anaheim, Trevor Zegras is now skating.
That's good.
I mean, yeah, he...
might want to get him some game time, just to get him some game time.
He's in a non-contact jersey.
He's skating, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
So, that's everybody. We're winding down. We got 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
Maybe three. Two and a half weeks.
Yeah, I think everybody has somewhere between 10 and 12 games left in the season.
They changed the start time of the playoffs to April 20th instead of the 22nd, so... Playoffs start this next month.
Yes, they do. They start in less than a month.
Yes.
So, yeah. And, damn, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said at the beginning, this season has simultaneously felt very fast and very slow.
I mean,
at the same time.
It's 2 days until opening day for the MLB.
I know. That's nuts, too. And I'm weirdly optimistic about the Pirates.
Oh, what? You're going to get fourth in the division?
That's better than they've been. Yeah. I you say that like that's not good for them.
I know.
What are you talking about? Within 10 games of wild card spots, pretty good for the Pirates.
With Orioles have one good year and I get a little up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's calm down. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. As always, we can be found wherever podcasts are found. Give us a rate, review,
everywhere.
Subscribe, a like, wherever applicable.
We encompass and we eclipse.
Okay. Yeah?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I guess so. We will see you guys next week for week 25, hopefully at our normal time, but definitely at the same puck time.
Same puck place.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.